with traffic and weather on the fives. And your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And we welcome you into hour number three, Pensacola Right Now, Tuesday edition here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Gracie with you here for a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Can't believe it. It's already August 15th.
I know.
Midway through the month. September right around the corner. And a lot to like there for me. Football season. Cooler weather. Maybe not in September or October for that matter. But, you know, down the line.
Yeah.
It's getting here.
I saw a meme today and I was like, when you remember that 2024 is 4 months away, like, ooh, I don't like that.
No, not at all. Sky is a bit darker than we're used to seeing here over the last few weeks here, as we do have a cold front moving its way through the listening area right now. Some heavier showers appear to be on the way later on tonight and overnight as well. So keeping tabs on that. And as always, we welcome your texts, your interactions. We certainly appreciate them. 850-437-1620. Starting off with our top three stories this hour, President Biden says Hawaii will have everything it needs from the federal government to recover from the wildfires that have devastated the state.
And that'll get aid into the hands of people who desperately need it, who have lost their loved ones, who have lost their homes, their livelihoods, who have been damaged and destroyed.
President Biden says at least 500 federal personnel are deployed to Maui. FEMA search and rescue teams are on the ground. He says he plans to visit Hawaii as soon as he can without getting in the way of search and rescue efforts. Right now, at least 99 people confirmed dead in those wildfires. Also, former President Trump facing criminal conspiracy charges related to his alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis said Trump has until noon Eastern time next Friday to surrender after the indictment was released late last night. And here locally, troubling details continuing to emerge from last Friday's deadly shooting inside the Home Depot on Davis Highway. Scambia Sheriff's Office today saying that 50-year-old Sheila Agee, the mother of the alleged gunman, her 20-year-old son Keith, knowingly conspired in the murder plot of 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims.
She had left the balloon release, the vigil, if you will, and so we had to go and continue to find her. Finally, a couple hours after we got it signed, we were able to find her, put her in jail, serve the warrant, and now she's awaiting extradition to Florida.
So the text messages show that Sheila was very much aware of what was happening. Sheriff Simmons also says that she was a coworker of Brooklyn, in addition to being the grandmother of her daughter. So the Keith and Brooklyn shared the child together, and so just a bizarre situation here. Tragic for this family, especially the daughter, as a 2-year-old girl now growing up with a father who will, assuming the leads to a conviction, will at the very best spend the rest of his life in prison. The mother, or the grandmother too, and his or her mother is dead. And that is the tragic situation in this family here. 6:15, traffic and weather together. Gracie?
Roads are looking good. No slowdowns to report on I-10 or I-110. If you do see something, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. We do have some heavier weather coming throughout our area. That's going to be most likely going to be here in just a bit over the next couple hours. Right now, the heavy rain is going over Bay Minette, Atmore, Century, as well as Foley and Gulf Shores getting some rain. If you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line with your details at 850-262-6111. It is 96 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, 93 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 105. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much. Taking a look at some other local headlines today, the state attorney's office confirming that two of the three juveniles that were charged in the anti-Semitic vandalism cases will be tried as adults. They are 17-year-old Waylon Fowler and 16-year-old Nicholas Ferry. They'll be joined in adult court by 18-year-old Kessler Ferry. On board NES Pensacola this morning, Senator Rick Scott holding court as part of his Keeping Our Kids Safe tour. A variety of topics discussed. He says he wants every school in the country, public or private, to have an officer in the school. Also touched on the fentanyl and opioid epidemic.
I talk to my grandkids about it every day, and it's tough. Anybody that has a family member, which I do, that's gotten tied into drugs or alcohol, it's devastating. It's a disease, and we got to fight it every day.
And Scott also touching on social media and the dangers of the toxic social media age that we live in, says that he wants to see a study done on the impact that social media has on kids, and says kids' data needs to be secured and not allowed to be used unless parents sign off on it. A proposed $110 million development at Community Maritime Park downtown remains on hold as developer Inspired Communities of Florida continues to wait out market conditions.
Inspire, that of course has had the option on parcels 4 and 5, has extended their option for 6 months, which comes with a $60,000 payment as well for their commitment for those additional 6 months. That will take them to February.
That's Mayor Reeves today. If and when the development is completed, lots 4 and 5 could be transformed into a mixed housing and retail space that would include a 900-space parking garage, 600 apartments, and 50,000 square feet of retail space. Finally, also at the city level, talking about the Pensacola International Airport. Work starting this week on replacing the second escalator there. This comes after the down escalator was replaced earlier this year.
What's going to happen is we're replacing the up escalator, but we're turning the now new down escalator up. So we are not going to make people lug their bags up. We're going to have the inconvenience going downward.
And Reeves says that second escalator installation should be wrapped up by Thanksgiving. 6:20, we'll take a break. We've got our state and national headlines when we return. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Honto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
You can hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who've benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our champion sponsors, Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
One, two, three, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Tuesday afternoon. We do have some severe weather going throughout Mobile right now, Mobile area, making its way into Pensacola. So we'll keep our eyes on that and give you updates all throughout the day. Right now, bands on the beach still on. That's starting at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, Class X. Pensacola Beach starting at 7. We'll keep you updated if that continues or gets pushed back or canceled due to rain. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. Well, I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. And if you do see something on the road, just give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have rain going throughout our area. Right now, it's kind of a diagonal, looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, a diagonal line just north of Pensacola. So right at the Alabama state line to the north, Bruton, Atmore, Century, Baymanette, all getting rain currently. And we're going to see that tail end of that coming throughout Pensacola shortly. If you see anything else on the roads or have any updates, always feel free to call or text in. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at some state headlines here. Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago property manager pleading not guilty to multiple charges related to the alleged mishandling of classified documents. Carlos de Oliveira today, through an attorney, requested a trial by jury. An attorney said the discovery phase should start in the coming weeks. Former President Trump already arraigned in the case. He's pleaded not guilty. So has co-defendant Walt Nauta.
Also, Governor Ron DeSantis apparently wants to make peace with Disney. DeSantis told CNBC yesterday that he's willing to talk to Disney CEO Bob Iger, and Disney is suing the state, and DeSantis says that the company should drop the lawsuit because it's going to lose. He says that no one has made Disney more money recently than him because he allowed Disney parks to stay open during the pandemic.
Update on the tropics. A disturbance in the central Atlantic is now being given lower odds of developing into a tropical depression or storm. That wave, a few hundred miles west-southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands, is now has just a 10% chance of developing over the next 7 days. Meanwhile, a second wave behind it off the coast of Africa now is being given a 30% chance of developing, but forecasters say environmental conditions are expected to be unfavorable by early next week.
Also, out of Hillsborough County, an elderly man with dementia is safe thanks to the sheriff's deputies.
Keep going. Probably about 10 feet into that taller grass in front of me is a body laying down. All right, first, and right there on your right-hand side. You got him, sir?
Hey, Duchon.
Hey, John. How are you? What's going on? You okay?
Yeah.
All right. You fall? Are you injured?
No.
You good?
You okay?
You just need help getting up?
The sheriff's office released the helicopter and body camera footage of the rescue, and the Angel Senior Living Facility in Tampa reported that the 80-year-old was missing around 3 a.m. About 30 minutes later, the man was found discovered lying in a marsh.
A total team effort there for sure.
Yeah.
Florida drivers are paying more at the pump compared to just 24 hours ago. AAA says the state average up to $3.79, 6 cents higher than yesterday, nearly 40 cents higher than a month ago. And AAA adds that the future of fuel costs remains unclear as hurricane season nears its peak.
Also, the legal battle over online sports betting in Florida is resurfacing. So Wes Flagler Associates, who owns two gaming companies in the state, filed for a rehearing with a Washington appeals court yesterday. It's in response to a previous discussion that gave Seminole Tribe full control over sports gambling industry in the Sunshine State. So attorney Daniel Walsh, who specializes in gaming law, told CBS 12 that if the court strikes down the request, that the company could bring this issue to the Supreme Court.
Looking at some national headlines, North Korea, just within the last hour or two, speaking publicly for the first time regarding U.S. Army Private Travis King. A statement from the Korean Central News Agency claims that King had expressed willingness to seek refuge in North Korea or a third country, and goes on to say that King confessed to entering North Korea as he, quote, harbored ill feeling against inhuman maltreatment and racial discrimination within the U.S. Army.
And on the first day of new legislation session in California, Governor Gavin Newsom is making good on his promise to introduce the U.S. Constitutional Amendment on Gun Safety. The Right to Safety Amendment is going to raise the minimum age to, or will raise the minimum age to buy a gun from 18 to 21. The mandate universal background checks, as well as waiting periods for gun purchases. The bill will also ban assault rifles.
25-year-old nursing student in Alabama accused of faking her own kidnapping is due in court this fall. October 11th is the first scheduled court date for Carly Russell. Cameras will not be allowed inside the courtroom.
Also, some new information out which has come to light in connection with the police raid in Marin County record that happened in rural Kansas. We talked about this yesterday. At first, it reported that the search warrant was connected to a recent article that was critical of a local restaurant owner. Now it seems that Marin Police Chief Gildon Cody may have had a personal interest in silencing the paper, as reporters are looking into claims that Cody left Kansas City Police Force to avoid a demotion over sexual misconduct. So the chief did come out and say that the actions are going to get all cleared up when the rest of the story is available, but interesting there. It is 6:30 right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back after a Fox News update in Your Money Now for Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
Tom Rigotti, another indictment against former President Donald Trump. Trump and 18 allies are facing charges over efforts to overturn the 2020 result in Georgia. Fox's Brian Yenis has more.
Trump is facing 13 criminal counts, including violating Georgia's anti-racketeering or RICO law. Lawyers say Georgia's RICO law is unusually broad, and in this case, could be used to turn defendants against the former president.
If convicted, Trump faces a minimum of 5 years in prison. At least 99 people are dead from wildfires in Maui, a number that's expected to climb. Fox Weather's Robert Ray is there and reports identifying the dead is very difficult.
To give you a graphic illustration of how hard it is to identify the people that have passed, only two people of the 99 could be identified with fingerprints. That is how terrible the situation is.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Sentiment among the nation's home builders had been on a roll the first half of the year with six consecutive monthly gains February through July, but that streak has come to a sudden halt here in August. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index has skidded 6 points to 50, the first monthly decline since January and the lowest level since May. Anything over 50 is considered positive. The culprits for this month's slide, rising mortgage rates and high construction costs. A mini three-day win streak by the Dow Industrials ended with a thud today. The blue chip index tumbled 361 points, or 1%, to close below the 35,000 level for the first time since July 18th. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite fell more than 1% also. She's done a couple of them before, and Shania Twain has announced a third Las Vegas residency. The country music icon will kick off a new Vegas residency. Shania Twain, come on over May 10th at the Back Theater at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Jets fans, for the first time in a long time, can dream big. Gangrene has a Hall of Fame QB in Aaron Rodgers, two good running backs in Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall, the reigning offensive and defensive rookies of the year in Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner, plus an elite defense. The biggest question on the field for the Jets is, will their offensive line be good enough? And the answer to that question will determine how high the Jets will fly this season. I'm Zach Gill.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail, the ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way, offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional. Someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on a Tuesday. Going to give you the full look at your what's going on the roads as well as weather. We do actually have some severe weather going through Baldwin County, Alabama. That was issued by the weather service. So we do have some heavy rain, but really not affecting our roads too badly. I-10 and I-110 moving nicely, as well as Pine Forest 29, all looking good. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, just give a call over to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. So right now, taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar. We do have a big diagonal line of the severe thunderstorms. So right now it's not throughout Pensacola, Milton, or Pace, but just north of that. Century, McDavid, Molino, all seeing some heavy rain right now, including Atmore, Bay Minette, and Mobile also getting the tail end of that. So we're going to be seeing kind of the tail end of that right now, which doesn't look as bad. Kind of just looks like some just normal rain, nothing too severe. So just keep that in mind. And we are going to be seeing some lower temperatures tomorrow. Not really a cold front, I would say, but you know, there's no heat advisory, so that's changing things up in a positive direction. So high of 92 for tomorrow. Tonight's low is going to be 76. Don't worry, it's going to be back to hot. That's what it says for Friday. So later in the week, it's going to be back to really just high temperatures. Mm-hmm. We have a few clouds right now. It's 93 in Pensacola with the heat index at 105. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, looking at what's happening in the world of sports today. So a lot of Major League Baseball games in progress now. That includes the Braves and the Yankees from Truist Park in Atlanta. And right now the Braves still hot, 3-0 lead over the Yankees in the first inning. By the way, that one on TBS as well. Also in progress, the Marlins lead the Astros 3-2. The Guardians lead the Reds 2-0. The Red Sox over the Nationals 1-0. Pirates and Mets tied at 1 in the second. Phillies, Blue Jays scoreless in the third. Later on tonight, the Rays still out west, taking on the San Francisco Giants. First pitch for that one at 8:45. NFL news, the Indianapolis Colts rolling with the rookie. Quarterback Anthony Richardson named as the team's starting quarterback when the season opens. He was the fourth overall pick. He played just 13 games at the University of Florida. The family featured in The Blind Side, responding to allegations made by former NFL player Michael Orr. Of course, yesterday we talked about this a lot. He filed a petition claiming that Sean and Leanne Tui never adopted him and instead tricked him into signing a document that made them his conservators. Now, Sean Tui, in an interview with the Daily Memphian, said he did not deny that it was a conservatorship, but he said that this was totally above board. They did not trick him. They involved the birth mother in this, and the reason why is because it was the only option for the family because they couldn't adopt or since he was already over the age of 18. Now, he did say that as far as the claims that this family has profited and made millions while Orr has not made anything. He says that for the movie, each family member, including Orr, received $14,000 as part of the movie deal. He also says that the family will grant the request to end the conservatorship. So that is the latest there from the Tui family. I think the most bizarre thing about this whole thing, you know, we talked about this yesterday, is that, you know, is the movie The Blind Side ruined now for all eternity because of this? And the TMZ actually put out a poll saying, or asking the question, should Sandra Bullock have to give back her Oscar as part of this? I can't see anybody voting yes to that question. I mean, it's not like Sandra Bullock would have any sort of direct knowledge or be personally involved in the situation. So that is, you know, that's completely bizarre and unnecessary there. But
well, Joe, since this happened, that just means all her acting was just so bad now. That's what that
maybe,
means.
Maybe, or maybe it means that Sandra Bullock was actually the mom who adopted Michael. So.
Yeah.
Who knows? 641 News Radio 92.3. Health, business, and science notes today. A very exciting month for me coming up in September is Apple Event Day is drawing closer and closer. And for the first time, I may be more excited about the watch than I am the phone. That's because Apple is poised to unveil a major upgrade as it's the 10th anniversary of the smartwatch. Hard to believe that the first Apple Watch was 10 years ago. Yeah. It's called Watch X, including a way to for users to monitor blood pressure. Features a thinner case, micro LED display as well. The only negative is that it may not be released until early next year, yeah, as opposed to like a week or two out, which is how it usually works around the Apple Event Day. So may have to wait a little longer to upgrade the watch.
Also, YouTube is updating their medical misinformation guidelines. So it's removing any content that the company says promotes harmful or ineffective cancer treatments to discourages viewers from getting professional medical help. So the policy does go into effect today. YouTube plans to promote cancer-related content from authority sources like Mayo Clinic.
Also, Amazon's online pharmacy will automatically apply manufacturer coupons to more than 15 insulin and diabetes medicines. That means patients using Amazon for their medications will no longer need to search for and apply coupons themselves from insulin makers Novo Nordisk, Eli Lilly, and Sanofi. The coupons could lower insulin costs to as low as $35 for a month's supply.
And speaking of Amazon, because of the boosted purchases on Amazon Prime Day, retail sales are up in their numbers. So that rose by 0.7% in July, marking the biggest increase in 6 months. The numbers put out by the federal government beat expectations by 0.3%.
Home builder sentiment slipping as mortgage rates are rising. The Wells Fargo Housing Market Index fell 6 points in August. As mortgage rates approach 7%, builders say high construction costs and a lack of buildable lots have also put a chill on sentiment.
Also, a new study finds that the majority of American adults are being impacted by the country's substance abuse crisis. So according to a new KFF tracking poll, in which 2 in 3 people say that they or themselves or a family member have experienced addictions to alcohol or drugs. They also include homelessness due to the addiction or overdose that results in hospitalizations or deaths. Just shy of 6:45, we're going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre not showing any major delays. If you do see something slowing you down, just give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111. We do have some rain going throughout our area. Heavy rain is going to be just north of Pensacola, which is the state line, just north of us, Atmore, Century, Bruton, all that, as well as Molino and McDavid, all getting some heavier rain. Light rain throughout Baldwin County, Robertsdale, Foley, Alberta, all seeing some rain. Beulah just getting the edge of it. So we are going to be seeing some rain. It looks like the heavier rain is just north of us, but expect some rain this evening. It's 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, 91 in Gulf Breeze, heat index at 105. Also, this traffic and weather report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, and you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at some pop culture notes today. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast to feel like. So it's been a while, a grand total of a week and a half since Gracie's seen a concert. So now we're looking at the next, or I shouldn't say the next one. There'll probably be several more before this.
I'm going this weekend to Eric Church.
Oh,
so
well, there you go. Is that in Tampa?
That's at the Wharf. So I'll be there with Cat Country.
All right, very good.
It's a work thing.
There you go. Country superstar Luke Combs will be out on stadium tour next year. He'll perform 2 shows in most cities. And apparently a robust opening group of acts, too. Gracie could fill us in on the details there. I would not know. But it's called the Growing Up and Getting Old Tour. Kicks off April 12th in Milwaukee. There is a Ticketmaster verified fan pre-sale through Saturday. Tickets go on sale next week. So I believe he'll be in Jacksonville, which is where you will see him.
Yeah, so hopefully I get some tickets. Hopefully it's not as crazy as some of
Taylor Swift's
other people that we like. But yeah, he's a lot of openers. Like Charles Wesley Godwin, he's not that popular, but he's very good.
Right.
Haley Witter. So it's going to be a great concert. I'm excited for next summer.
Cool.
Also in pop culture news, Britney Spears is reportedly considering giving a tell-all interview on TV ahead of her release for her memoir that's coming out in October. So she's considering an interview offer from Oprah Winfrey. According to the U.S. Sun, someone close to Britney Spears revealed that networks and online streaming platforms have all been bidding to get this exclusive interview with the singer, and the outlet says that significant financial sums have been offered to Spears for this tell-all.
Just because I'm curious, when we were talking about concert tickets, it got me wondering how the market is looking for Taylor Swift for next year in New Orleans. The best price for two tickets that I can see right now, which include fees, it's $1,540 each. So you got the Superdome, right? So the stage is at like one end. Mm-hmm. And these tickets are like nosebleeds up in the very far end where you would need the Hubble Space Telescope to see Taylor.
Yeah,
so,
like this big.
I do not have my hopes up very high about being able to go see her in concert. That's unfortunate there. So do we do the Wales one?
Not yet.
All right. So really cool here. Metal detectorists in Wales stumbled upon 2,000-year-old gold coins. That's the first Iron Age gold coins discovered in the country. The 15 coins were found on the Welsh island of Anglesey and have been declared a treasure. They're known as staters. The coins are believed to have been struck between 60 and 20 BC and belong to the Coryatavi tribe.
Also, speaking of concerts, so we reported yesterday that Lionel Richie, he canceled his concert an hour after it was supposed to start. Well, he came out and apologized for canceling his concert. He had a sold-out show at Madison Square Garden over the weekend. The singer rescheduled the show from Saturday night to last night and told the crowd that he couldn't fly because of poor weather.
I tried to bribe the pilot. And the pilot said, I do want to see my wife tomorrow.
So Richie kept 20,000 fans waiting for an hour before the show was canceled.
Yeah. Listen, I have no problem with artists canceling shows. I would have if I was a big Lionel Richie fan, if I spent, you know, hundreds of dollars to say I have to see him in New York on Saturday night. And I pay whatever the cost is for the tickets and the hotels. I get there, and an hour goes by past the scheduled start time, and then he says, hey, I'm canceling. That I have a problem with. I would not have as much problem if, you know, it was a couple hours before. It's like, oh, shoot. Looks like I'm not seeing Lionel at the Madison Square Garden, but, you know, we'll go to Times Square or somewhere else.
Yeah.
So
not sitting there for
an
hour.
That's right. 6:50, we'll take our final break. We've got wacky and weird headlines and good news to finish up a Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system, with its modern compact design, will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on a Tuesday, halfway through August already. Don't know how we got there, but hopefully you're having a great beginning of your week. Getting just having a good week. Going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some more wacky and weird stuff and finish off on some good news. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. We do have some heavy rain going throughout our area, though. We do have some severe weather throughout Century. Atmore, Flemington, going to be seeing some heavier rain. McDavid and Molino also getting some heavy rain. Right now, looks like the light rain is going to be going throughout Pensacola, Ensley, Gulf Breeze, and Pensacola shortly here. And the heavier rain is just north of us. Just give a call to the traffic line if you see anything else on the roads, 850-262-6111. And this traffic and weather report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, Gracie, you and I are old.
Yeah.
According to the kids, and the vernacular apparently is becoming more and more commonplace, and LOL is slowly dying, according to the New York Times. Young people are starting using IJBOL, which is IJBOL. It stands for I Just Burst Out Laughing. Now, you have done a little bit of scientific research on this. You have messaged your 15-year-old sister, who said that she's never heard of this before.
Yes. So
we're not sure how common this is, but...
But we now know that we are more up with the slang than the 15-year-olds. So, at least not all of them, but some of them.
I am going to immediately start changing from LOL to IJBOL.
Yeah.
Because that's just what I do. I like to stay young and hip.
Yeah.
So that's interesting there. Apparently, young people are preferring it because it seems new and they associate LOL and LMAO with millennials.
Ugh, millennials. So gross. Well, AI is now capable of stealing your password just by listening to you type. Researchers at Cornell taught AI how to do it. Thanks a lot. Apparently, with a 95% success rate. So it had a listening. They had it listening in while they were hitting each key on the keyboard about 25 times, and it learned which each one sounded like. Experts say that more proof on how we log into things needs to change. Instead of typing passwords in, we need things like fingertips or fingerprints and automatic password managers to be able to go that way.
Also, a Reno, Nevada resident is free to keep telling other drivers to go back to California. Yesterday, a DMV administrative judge ruled he can keep his license plate, which reads "Go BK back to the number 2 CA." The man has had the license plate for 19 years. A few days after this post went viral, the Nevada DMV issued a recall saying it was offensive. A judge, though, says the license plate owner is grandfathered in after having it for so many years.
And some good news to finish us off. A dog in Kentucky who suffered a gunshot wound to the head months ago has made a giant leap into his remarkable recovery journey. So the German Shepherd, appropriately named Magic, has recently been adopted and is going on to his new forever home. And so Magic arrived at KHS after the animal control officer found the dog shot in the head in a Parkland section of Louisville that happened in January earlier this year.
Video now going viral of a Bakersfield, California cop rescuing a dog in a house fire. Officer Adam Calderon found the dog chained up outside and refused to leave without it.
Oh, they chained you up.
To be honest, I wasn't really thinking straight. I just jumped and I said, I'm going to just make the best of this, and if I could get him out, get him out.
Come on, please. Try and save you, boy.
My back was already on fire. Whenever I was able to shelter the dog, my bag was burning. I just hope it motivates people to do the right thing at the right time.
At one point, he starts apologizing to the dog, and it seems he may have to give up. But after about 5 minutes, he managed to snap the chain with a pair of gardening shears that he found. And despite the fact that he said his back was pretty much on fire, no injuries to either himself or the dog. So pretty cool story there in California. That's going to do it for us here on a Tuesday. We're back same time tomorrow, 4 o'clock, for another full rundown of everything happening in your world. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.